This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind, 6 past the top of the hour. In this hour, Senator Kevin Cramer till the bottom of the hour. Kelly Armstrong, congressman from North Dakota, at the bottom of the hour, as we apply maximum pressure from the listeners of What's on Your Mind, who are as fed up as we are that Nancy Pelosi continues to dither when every day is like a month. Just during the break, I heard... Whether it was a call, an email, or something on television, I thought three or four or five different stories about people that are just waiting for this relief, wondering what's happening, need to talk to their banker. What the heck's going on? You shut the economy down. Unbelievable. Our next guest is, he's more famous than he was a week ago because he was on the Senate floor last night. Let me just play just a little bit of this because I could listen to this all day. We played a number of these clips today, but here's Senator Cramer when he took to the Senate floor last night.
This is a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision. Opportunity to fit our vision. Now, Mr. President, that's a quote, not from some communist activist leader somewhere in the United States, not from some third world general. No, that's from the third-ranking Democrat in the United States House of Representatives. Let that sink in for a minute, Mr. President. Read it again. This is a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision.
And thank you, thank you, thank you, Senator Cramer, for pointing out what this is all about, sadly, in the middle of an international health pandemic. It is amazing that we have to endure people trying to find political ways to win. But it needed to be said, and you said it. What's the reaction been like so far?
I guess it's been pretty good. You know, all in all, Scotty, I think it was 32 Republican senators went to the floor to deliver some sort of a message. Now, several of them delivered a similar message, some of them not quite as hard-hitting as that one, but I was pretty direct, but I think I was fair. Well, I know I was fair. I was factual. I was passionate because I'm upset with what Chuck Schumer has done in yielding the United States Senate minority to the Speaker of the House, who, you know, can't control her own majority, much less our minority, but he yields to her. Sort of a sidebar issue so that people understand the dynamics that poor Chuck Schumer has to live with. Not only is Nancy Pelosi his boss, part of the reason she's his boss is because her boss is the young freshman congresswoman from New York that's the socialist, I can't remember, AOC or something. Anyway, she runs Nancy Pelosi, and of course she's Chuck Schumer's probable Democratic opponent in a primary. And so this is why Chuck Schumer is paralyzed by Nancy Pelosi, because Nancy Pelosi answers to his likely opponent in a Democratic primary in New York. So just to put it in context. But no, people have been positive, and we're keeping the maximum pressure campaign on Chuck Schumer. As you noticed, the floor continues to be active today, because at the end of the day, and you said it up front, you've made the right point. Every day, as I said yesterday, every day Democrats dither, Americans die. This is a real consequential deal. Even the impeachment hoax wasn't at least as consequential, because people weren't dying because Democrats were wasting time impeaching the president. But people are dying now, and people are losing their jobs, and businesses are being shut down, and people can't pay their bills. Others are getting sick, all while Democrats hold this very important bipartisan package that was ready for prime time on Sunday. And then in came, the Speaker of the House and said, nope, stop everything. I'm here now. And put up her own, as I like to call it, Disneyland wish list.
You were on the air with us Saturday on both KFIRE and AM 1100 The Flag after one of the briefings, and you walked through two things. One, how this was being negotiated, which was extremely unique, and explained that, you know, that not a lot of staff there, that you're doing this Democrat, Republican, you know, across the table, and various different groups. I've heard three, I've heard five different, you know, spit-off groups, whatever.
Right.
And that the ultimate product was one that, you know, I've received text after text after text and email saying, oh my gosh, thank gosh they're working on this, thank gosh they're doing this, oh, I can't wait, please tell me more. Very helpful information to know that's coming. Explaining, obviously, you go to your bank, you get 250% of your payroll as a business, then if you keep those people, that's forgiven. It's not a loan. I mean, just there's a lot of really good things in here that are honestly necessary to keep the free enterprise system as we know it going. And it happened in a very unique way. How you negotiated this was bipartisan, correct?
Yes. Oh, very much so. There are a lot of things in the bill that came out Sunday night that was, you know, put on the floor for consideration, or at least for cloture on motion to proceed. And that's the other thing, Scotty. We haven't even had a vote on the bill. We've only had procedural votes to proceed to the measure so we can continue negotiating while it's debated, so that we don't waste all that precious time dithering. But, of course, they've even voted against that. We finally got one Democratic vote last night. But so you're right. They was ready to roll. There was pretty much consensus, a couple little things to be ironed out. Even Chuck Schumer, if you go and watch his comments on Sunday evening, you thought that this is a layup, we'll pass the cloture tonight, and by Monday we'll have the bill done, and we can go home and sequester ourselves, especially now that we have one of our senators that actually has tested positive. And instead, Nancy Pelosi flew in and changed the whole argument on Monday because Chuck Schumer couldn't stand up to her, or maybe doesn't want to. And it's been disgusting. And by the way, she was on CNBC just a little bit ago. The Hill is reporting that she's now saying that she's hopeful we can reach a deal by the day's end, but warned that Republicans, quote, poison pills could gum up the process. That's code for, I'm not serious. I'm going to gum it up and blame Republicans. And you know what her problem is? She wants to fund abortions. That's a really big deal to her. She wants the Green New Deal, something that, by the way, has already had a vote in the Senate and got no Democratic votes. Zero, not one Democrat voted for it. They several of them co-sponsored it, and then they didn't vote for it when the chips were down. So she wants solar panels to be funded, you know, continued, wind turbines. She wants the wind tax credit to be extended. She wants expansion or election assistance funding. Can you imagine that? They want to federalize all the elections.
Gee. How about early voting? Early voting. Early, what does that have to do with coronavirus?
Well, yeah. Well, what it has to do with is Democrat, protection in election laws. So just it's unbelievable. And, you know, increased fuel emission standards for airlines. I love that one. She flies in on a jet filled with jet fuel from Bakken crude oil. And then wants a Green New Deal.
I was so glad you got that in your speech yesterday. That was pretty good.
I deferred a little bit to the president of the Senate at the time, Dan Sullivan from Alaska. So, but anyway, yes. Anyway, she's just, I'm sorry to say, she's disgusting. She's disgusting, Scotty. I don't know when she became inhumane, but she is there. And the fact that she's willing to hold this up every hour, you know, this lasts forever. As I said this morning on America's Newsroom, the 2 days that we've lost already, I want you to imagine what 2 days a week from now, how different 2 days a week from now will be because of that. That's two more days of people dying, literally. It's, you know, there's $75 billion in our bill for hospitals, clinics, private practices, healthcare facilities of all types. Increase Medicaid in addition, you have increases for Medicaid, increase for Medicare reimbursement, increases, you know, lifting the caps and plussing up several funds directly related to how healthcare facilities are reimbursed, Scotty. But the big objection, besides the fact she wants all these things, this wish list, is that they don't like the fact that there's $425 billion in there that the Department of the Treasury would have available to them to put into the Federal Reserve. Now, the Federal Reserve has done everything they can do and probably some more to try and provide liquidity into the banking and the markets, into the banking community and the markets. I mean, they brought interest rates to zero. They've been quantitative easing. They've been putting lots of money into repo markets and trying to buy up as many, you know, mutual funds or money markets and all the tools they use for quantitative easing to make sure there's liquidity. Well, this $425 billion translates with leverage into as much as $3 or $4 trillion for the markets and liquidity, all loans, and they object to that because guess what? Large companies could benefit. Oh my God, that somebody that employs a lot of people would benefit. How awful would that be, Scotty?
Yeah, we're done with this worker versus employer thing. I mean, but in this kind of environment. Now, I understand, and I'll ask you about this when we come back. We got a full bank of calls here too.
Sure.
The question of this in secret stuff. They're saying that money will be given to secret, and you pick winners and losers. It's not disclosed for 6 months. I want to give you a chance to address that coming back.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Start. There'll be plenty of folks that will have a chance at that coming out of this. And maybe this is giving you some time to say, do I want to do something different? I want to maybe have a fresh start this spring, enroll in an undergraduate, graduate, or certificate program at the University of Mary. It's an affordable choice. They will help you enhance your skills and advance your career. And you know what? they value your prior education and life experience, too, so you start way ahead. Contact them today to learn how your past experience can count for credit. Your past experience can count for credit. Classes available online and eventually in person, evenings, allowing you to choose the best way to learn. Call them at 701-355-8030, 355-8030. Find out more at umary.edu. Mention you heard this on What's On Your Mind. They will waive your application fee. Back with the Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. So on this accusation that a portion of the relief package is done in secret, and it's a chance for Trump to give money to his buddies and big businesses, being one of the sticklers. And they're rolling out their usual talking points of, oh, the billionaires get this, and nobody cares about the worker and everything else. But is there anything to this, in secret business? What are they talking about?
Well, I'll answer that first, Scott, but I do want to go back to the other piece, because the first wave of this is all about the worker, the family, the middle-class Americans. But the secret piece, I think what they're referring to is the $425 billion that I just talked about that Treasury would use to leverage up to $4 trillion more dollars in Federal Reserve tools. So the Federal Reserve has a number of widely available credit facilities that they use now. And this would just add a whole bunch more to it. And you're seeing what the stock market is doing right now as a result of just the rumors of this. Well, there's nothing, what's secret about it is that you use credit facilities. You lend it. None of this, Scotty, can be used as a grant. In fact, it all has to be paid back. These are secured loans. These are good companies. But they have to keep their employees. In other words, they can't fire their employees. They have to keep their employees. None of the money can be used for executive compensation. Salaries can't be increased to the executives. No stock buybacks. There's Inspector General that oversees besides the agency itself. With regard to the secret piece of it, can you imagine if your company, are you going to take money that's either becomes, well, either debt or that you'd get in the form of a loan or even perhaps equity, because there's consideration of that as well. It would be, the credit terms would be commensurate with the risk that you're taking with the American public's money. But can you imagine saying, okay, we'll give $20 million to this company. We're going to lend $20 million for this company to keep their doors open, keep people employed. Oh, but we're going to release all the terms of it today. No bank does that. Why would you want to do that to help them fail? You want to help them succeed. The goal is to help them succeed. The secrecy part is designed to help them continue to be competitive. Now, the secrecy actually ends in 6 months. So, in other words, the taxpayer of the country actually will see the results in 6 months. We don't think it's too much to let the company first be successful or give them every opportunity. And by the way, they're not going to take money if they have to reveal the terms of their loan with whatever instrument that they're using. Makes no sense.
What are you most? There's not a lot of those size businesses that we're talking about in North Dakota, but they are the right underpinning of the economy. It's sort of like after the financial meltdown in 2008, right? I mean, with GM and banks and everyone else, obviously structured, thankfully, a little bit differently. But what are you most excited about for North Dakota businesses in this that'll help?
Well, I want to make one point in reference to what you just said. Where it's different than 2008 is none of this is caused by the industries we're talking about. And by the way, this is all industry neutral. So there's no industry that's earmarked or that's excluded other than the airline industry. They have another piece. But of this $425 billion, nobody's excluded and nobody's earmarked. The way it's different is that none of these companies caused this. This crisis is being imposed on them, their own financial crisis. They're being forced out of the economy by either the federal government or a combination of federal and state government and their local government. So this is what's different about it. Nobody's being bailed out. They're being, the crisis is imposed on them. So what I like most for North Dakota, however, is not that. The best part for North Dakota is the small business part of it, where any employer of fewer than 500 full-time employees can go to their bank, get a what's called an SBA loan, a Small Business Administration loan, but doesn't come. You don't have to go to the SBA. You go right to your bank. You can borrow up to $10 million, 100% guaranteed by the federal government, no collateral required. It's retroactive to February 15th if the law remains the same as it is now. And you can use that money for paying salaries. If you're in sub S and you're the owner, you can use that to pay yourself. You can use it to pay your fixed costs, like, you know, fixed bills each month, like utilities, a mortgage, your lease payments, rent payments, those things you have to do to stay in business. And then, and by the way, you continue to pay your employees' benefits as well. All of that can be paid out of this. And then at the end of this, at the end of the 3 months, say it's 3 months when you need it, maybe it won't be that long, but it's forgiven. After, once you demonstrate, in other words, if you borrow more than you need for those fixed costs and you say you buy a new oven for your restaurant or, you know, something, you know, that part gets converted to a more traditional loan at 4% for 30 years. But it's forgiven. So it's literally, it's a grant disguised as a loan. And the reason for that is to allow your banker to be able to do it for you. So you don't have to go to some bureaucratic agency. The banks are getting set up to do it right now. Most of them in North Dakota already are. We're working with the credit unions to get them caught up as well so they can be certified to do this. With, they have to be SBA certified, but they're working with us on that. Scotty, this is a game changer because what it does is it incents both your employer and the employee to keep people on. Now, we're also plussing up the unemployment insurance fund so that states have a lot, you know, plenty of money to add to it. In fact, in North Dakota, I think the maximum weekly unemployment payment is $600 or just under $600. We're adding $600 per recipient to that. And so that you can get 100% of your salary instead of 75 or 60% of your salary. And so if you are laid off and if the company does have to let people go, and that's going to happen in North Dakota, especially in the oil patch, because that challenge is a bigger challenge and a longer term problem. But so we're covering it on both sides, and this is very, very worker centric in that regard.
Oh my gosh, we have to let you go because I know you got to get to another appointment. We could be talking about this right now with businesses and their bankers, but we're talking about Nancy Pelosi and early voting. We're talking about Nancy Pelosi and new emission standards. You know, I mean, it is awful. So keep fighting. Appreciate the fight. We'll talk often throughout this, I'm sure. Thanks, Senator.
I'm sure we will. Thank you, Scotty. Bye bye.
Senator Kevin Cramer from Bismarck. Let me get Steve in Jamestown in here. I know you have a question for Senator Cramer. If we can, we'll ask it of Congressman Armstrong coming up in a minute. But lay it on me, Steve.
Yes, I just wanted to ask the senator to vote against that bill. Now that I've got your attention, the reason I listened to him and everything he said is great. I think the people need it. It's hard times, but I think that the Democrats should, every time they say they complain about things that they want in that bill. And then the Republicans say, well, we'll get them next time, and it never happens. You know, if they're going to put that EPA regs in there and subsidize the wind and the...
Yeah, look, I guarantee you this, Steve, they will sneak things in this bill, but we better make them own it 100%. But I'm with you. Appreciate
the
call.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street going a different direction today. Stocks are actually soaring amid discussions in the U.S. Senate on a $2 trillion stimulus package. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, it appears that the two sides are going to end up coming to an agreement so as to get that bill passed before the day is over. Meanwhile, that stimulus bill had been slammed by many Democrats who said that it carried too much money for big corporations and not enough tough for the average American worker. Mitch McConnell, the Senate's top Republican, disputed that, saying the bill takes care of everybody.
Help for workers and families and employers and health care providers.
It's official that Japan is now delaying the 2020 Olympic Games until next year as a result of the pandemic. They were to be held in Tokyo starting in July. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I've seen a lot of places. I've been around the world.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by our friends at AJ Thompson and Sons. And, almost every time I talk about one of our sponsors here on What's on Your Mind, I think about pre-coronavirus and after coronavirus. And after coronavirus, there's not a business anywhere that isn't going to be thinking about how to do what they do smarter, better, more economical. And H.A. Thompson ought to be the first call, because now over 1,000 different buildings. We started talking about this, we were like in the hundreds, and we're now over 1,000. We're in the low hundreds, and now over 1,000 buildings have their mechanical heating and cooling systems maintained by H.A. Thompson Sons through a link service contract. Meaning, if it breaks down, they fix it. Needs repair, they repair it. Maintaining it, they maintain it. And you have one static bottom line number to know what that is. And it's working for a lot of folks. So find out more at hatandsons.com. Hatandsons.com. All right, 27 before the top of the hour. I promise in this half hour to get to more of your calls and comments, if they are in fact for our next guest, Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Scott. How are you?
Good. I want to ask you about your speaker. Senator Kevin Cramer, who normally doesn't use terms like this to refer to other people, just called her disgusting. He said he was sad to say it, but he said what he's seen leads him to believe that she is disgusting. Speaking largely of her behavior, of flying in at the last minute, 11th hour, of a negotiation and blowing up help for the American people.
By the flag.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, I called her insane yesterday, so it defies logic, really, at this point. So hopefully they get somewhere close to a reasonable compromise today. It's still just procedurally, under even the best of circumstances, that we're slowing this down by a week when we don't have a week. So
what is this, does it, any of this surprise you? Is this sort of the MO? I mean, what I don't understand is that what she's doing politically could have a lot of damage attached to it. It's not, I mean, you're talking about a emergency, that nobody else can recall, where the federal government, the state government, the city government is saying shut down, because we are concerned we're going to overwhelm our healthcare system. We got to find ventilators. We gotta do everything we're doing to shut these things down so it doesn't spread. And this woman is saying, I want early voting and, you know, tax credits for solar panels and, you know, pick your list of really horrible ideas. I mean, like, is that business as usual? I don't get it. Why is she doing this?
Well, what I don't understand is, if they had a 1,400-page bill, she didn't just write that Sunday. So this was coming. I mean, this was coming in advance. Whatever strategy that she was employing, I hope. You know, we live in a news cycle where every controversy tends to work itself out in 48 hours, and I hope people remember this, because what we need right now is we need to shore up our hospitals, and we need liquidity in the market, and we needed it yesterday. We need that money in our community. And even when we ramp all this up, I think it's important. I was on the phone with SBA yesterday. They're trying to repurpose employees, but when you're having the spikes they're having, it's going to take longer to process them. And that's after we get our action. So for a liberal wish list of things that have nothing to do with the coronavirus, it is really, really not the right time to be doing that.
All right, let's get to your comments here. Galen in Bismarck for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead.
Hi. I have a question for you, and that in addition to knowing what Democratic Party leadership in this country wants and that they don't care about the world or hurt of the pandemic and the loss of the paychecks, but for our listeners in North Dakota, Minnesota, and the whole country, besides contacting their senators and representatives what they think about this and voting them out of office the next election, what else is there that we as citizens can do?
Really, right now, Galen, the best answer is to put as much pressure on as many of them as possible. The best part about having a representative democracy and the worst part about having a representative democracy is there's not much somebody in North Dakota can do to hold Nancy Pelosi accountable. What we can do is make sure that our voices are heard and that the entire country knows how terrible this is and how unbelievably tone deaf and how dangerous it is giving the state of our economy and giving the state of our communities right now. Let's not forget, a big part of this is shoring up liquidity in hospitals. I mean, when you cancel every one of your elected surgeries because you're doing what the government is asking you to do, and there are people running on overtime. We need to get this money out. We need to get it out, not just for our economy, but also for our healthcare professionals.
And this is a very important point that Congressman Armstrong is talking about right now, right? Because we just talked to Mike LeBeau from Sanford Bismarck, president of Sanford Bismarck, and I ask, is this right now the economic harm that's coming from this threaten rural healthcare? And he's saying it could. And again, all of us that care about access to health care in rural areas, we're a small state, but by golly, the quality of life comes with the ability to say, Dad, you need to get in. Son, you need to get in, right? And not a three-hour, four-hour drive. And this is what she's delaying right now. This is what she's doing. But Kelly, is that real? Could we come out of this in much worse shape in the way of health care delivery in rural areas like North Dakota?
Well, hopefully we still have time to correct it, because I know the Senate is continuing to work, and hopefully this whatever negotiated deal that is going on right now actually is a real negotiated deal dealing with coronavirus and none of the other. I mean, now is not the time to have pork. It's just not. It doesn't even matter if you agree or disagree with some of the positions in the bill. The point is we need to pass it quickly. And in order to do that, you can't have controversial stuff in there. You just can't.
Galen, appreciate the call. Well said. Dawn in Fargo for Congressman Armstrong. Go ahead.
Good morning. I just have a question about the current coronavirus assistance bill. Given that the Democrats have really become obstructionists and they're trying to load it up like a Christmas tree with all of their, liberal agenda items that really aren't related to the coronavirus, is there any way that the president would have the powers or the ability under, his broad emergency powers to maybe individually through executive order, pass the main provisions of the bill as it was in the Senate? Thank you.
There are certain things. I mean, obviously, in times of like pandemic and emergencies, there's executive orders both at the presidential level and the government level. But funding still has to come from Congress, and it needs to. It's the one thing we have to be very, very clear on is we have to be able. We have the best system of government in the history of the world. And even when it's as frustrating as it is as this, we cannot give spending authority. Well, one, there's no mechanism for it. It's not. He can't do it. I mean, even if we wanted him to, he cannot do it. The funding has to come from Congress.
So keep pushing. Don, thanks for the call. Aberdeen, South Dakota. Jimmy, you're next. Go ahead.
Oh, I want to thank Senator Kramer and Kelly Armstrong there for the work they're doing. I don't have access to my representatives other than email down in South Dakota, but my hope is that we – how do we stop Nancy Pelosi and her horrible things she's trying to do to get this bill passed? Because if we don't stop her now, when do we ever stop her from this kind of thing? I just think it's just – disgusting that she would do such a thing to hold all this up for all the rural health, because I live way out in the country too, down by Aberdeen, and I just think she's disgusting, as Senator Kramer said. And I just wonder, how do we stop this type of thing from happening?
Tell everybody you know all across the country to vote. Some of the reason she has more weighted leverage is just the procedural hurdles that the Senate has, and the essentially mob rule version of how the U.S. House of Representatives works. And I don't mean that in anything other than the reason the Speaker of the House has more power, has more power in these situations, is because they don't need minority support in their chamber. And in the Senate, you have to get to 60 votes. So they need to have more minority. They have to have minority buy-in under the current makeup of the Senate.
So is she holding this? So in other words, the reason she has leverage is because there's more Democrats than Republicans in the House. So that, Jimmy, that goes back to saying, you know, talk to everybody you know and get them to vote, because people, I think, will get this if you have a conversation with them.
But also because we don't have 60 Democrats or 60 Republicans in the Senate. If we did, then it's a different game then. That's part of it. Now, the best of the worst case scenarios for her actions are that her wish list was never really intended to be law, and that she was going to use it to negotiate for more oversight on the $500 billion or those types of things. But even if that's the case, she should have been there Monday. This shouldn't have been going on now, because we're delaying this by a week, and we don't have a week. We just
now,
don't. We have people that not participate. Oh, go ahead, Scott. Sorry.
No, I was just going to tell you, I completely agree. You don't. I mean, obviously it's still continuing, because I don't see Chuck Schumer or Mitch McConnell on there saying, you know, we're getting ready to vote. They're still playing the games. Is she doing this with the additional leverage of knowing? Thanks for the call, by the way. I appreciate it. When the Senate is done and they pass this, what happens? It goes to the House, right? Well, you guys are all over kingdom come. You're all back home at her direction. So, does she have extra lever, because she can say we'll do a voice vote and just
fast track it in the House? The only way you can fast track it in the House is by a unanimous consent request, and that requires all 435 people to agree to that. I mean, you could hold a vote, vice vote. They've been talking about remote voting, but our rules don't allow for that. There has been some talk for proxy vote. So that's the only other thing, quite frankly, that gives me a little hope, is in order for this to go by a unanimous consent request to have any chance at all without one member objecting, we're going to have buy-in from the Senate Republicans and from President Trump. And if that happens, that would be the best-case scenario where something could happen quickly. But, 435 members is a pretty diverse body. To be able to get everybody on each side to agree to let this go by unanimous consent when you're spending $2+ trillion is, I'm cautiously optimistic I can write something that would be worth that we would have with, but every single member.
Another text, and we'll get to more calls in a moment with Congressman Armstrong. Scott, please ask if the coronavirus money should not go to oil companies and the foreign-owned cruise industry. We'll ask Kelly to address that when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Let's see who's next. It's like Grant and Bismarck. Ray on the road. Question for Kelly. Paul in McLean County. Stay tuned.
Hot Spring Spas has been taking a wellness approach to our advertising for years, and we always will. The last several weeks have rocked our world. Health concerns, coronavirus, and wild swings in the stock market. It's time for some perspective. Let's look at what really matters. For many of us, it's down to the three F's: faith, friends, and most importantly, family. Faith keeps us centered. Friends keep us laughing, and family, well, simply put, family is everything. The fact is this situation will pass, hopefully sooner than later. We've all had challenges like this before, and the United States is undefeated. If you already have a hot spring spa in your backyard, it's a great way to retreat and reconnect with family and friends. If you don't, come by the store. We'd love to see you. Or if not, just call us and we can walk you through our virtual showroom. Just remember, life isn't about money or things. It's about health and happiness. Those things are priceless. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What's in your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. These are unprecedented times, and we're taking unprecedented steps to help you and your family get through them. Schwann, BuickGMC.com. A number of your vehicle questions. If you have any needs to discuss financial issues or need any other resources, lots and lots of answers are right there. Shop, click, drive, Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
All right, back with Kelly Armstrong in our final segment here on What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kelly Armstrong joins us to answer your questions in these perilous times. And the texter before the break wanted to know, oil companies and foreign cruise industries should not get any of the coronavirus money. And you say?
Well, first, the oil industry is not some huge homogeneous industry. Are we talking service companies in Western North Dakota that have been here for 30 years that employ all North Dakotans that are, we're going to see 35, 40% unemployment in Western North Dakota? Yeah, they're a business just like everybody else. And while I understand the concept on the cruise industry, we also have to remember town communities like Fort Canaveral, different communities in Florida. I mean, regardless of where they're owned, they employ that entire community. And I'm not interested in completely destroying the entire economy of large communities across the country simply because of that. So the money needs to go where the workers get it, where we continue to keep more people employed, and where we can come out the back end of this having some semblance of normalcy in commerce again.
I don't know if there's anybody in Congress that has the pedigree, the DNA, the business savvy as it pertains to this industry than you, out of all 535 members. And I know those people you talk about that are being laid off, the 40% layoff, the spikes that have happened, 40% rather unemployment coming. I mean, it's a scary time, and that's like a crisis within a crisis because it started before coronavirus and got way worse as a result of it on the price of oil. What is the silver bullet? I understand demand fixes everything, and we all want that back. We want the economy humming again at some point. But short of, you know, being able to flip a switch and do demand, is there a fix? Is there a way that you can help this industry, which, by the way, helps every corner of North Dakota, every road, every bridge, every water project is funded in large measure by oil money. So the tax revenue is necessary, too. How do we get that back quick?
Well, I'm not sure there is a silver bullet to get it back quick, but if I was president for one day, I would make one phone call and I would call Saudi Arabia and say, have fun taking care of your own defense for the rest of the existence of your country. More than an embargo, more than anything, we have to be able, because I'm not sure the embargo has some help on the market, but really what we need them to do is quit dumping 12.3 million barrels a day at a 20% discount onto the market. And the only way I know to do that with Saudi Arabia is to threaten them with all foreign aid, period. Done. Starting tomorrow. And that would be the only way I can think of to get their attention. Now, the problem with that is whenever you do something like that, the consequences that come down. So I would need to know what we're looking at with that. But, I mean, the answer is like you said, Scott, this was coming before the coronavirus outbreak, and it really is structurally a problem. We've done a good job of protecting the world from artificially high prices because of Bakken shale and American companies' ingenuity, but we've never really come around to the idea of protecting the world from artificially low oil prices. And before everybody gets upset and thinks you're just talking about oil, you're not, because go look at what's happening with ethanol right now. This has trickle-down effects throughout our entire economy. Poet, the biggest ethanol producer in South Dakota, just quit buying corn. And one of the reasons is with this increasingly depressed demand, they simply can't compete with $1.75 gas at the pump. So this isn't just about oil. This is about the two biggest industries in North Dakota and how it affects everything we do in the state.
I heard an idea tossed around that would be, you know, less intrusive than the embargo, because then you get into trade, and other, you know, regulations that would just be a tit for tat deal. And that is the idea of restricting U.S. refineries to North American oil. They'd have plenty of work, but all the oil would come from North America. So you keep them cranking, and you say, hey, we're all in this together at a tough time. Is that idea of merit?
Well, I mean, it would be interesting to see what the total capacity on both of those are. But one of the reasons that doesn't work, and one of the reasons we fight about pipelines in the U.S., is because there's difference between sour crude and sweet crude refiners. And I also think it's important to recognize they're getting kicked right now, too. And I'm not sure the turnaround on that is not overnight. I mean, it's just simply not. So one of the problems would be the lag on part of that. But also, a lot of the crude we import is from Mexico and from our closest allies. And the real problem is the world market is right now being controlled by really bad actors who are not doing the things of an ally, that are dumping oil on there solely to gain market share. Saudi Arabia is convinced in their long-term interest that the U.S. dependence on their oil is in their best interest. We need to make it abundantly clear to them that that is not the case. That's the only way we solve this, both in the short term and the long term.
All right. Well, Kelly, you've been gracious to come on as much as needed during this. We're going to do this more regularly, just because these are challenging times for everybody, and I think it's at least a comfort to know how hard folks are working to deal with this head on. Anything else you want to leave us with today?
When you do this, I just tell everybody this right now, we love our communities. We love our businesses. Look at the name. If you have kids in sports, look at the name of the business on that shirt. Any public event you look at, look at the sponsors' events. If you can afford it, please reach out. Make a down payment on fun. Buy a gift certificate. Do those things. There's a lot of online shopping going on right now. Just because local businesses aren't open doesn't mean they don't have phones. They can get your support right now.
Great point. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, thank you. Chuck Schumer on the floor saying we can't give money to a company and not know what happens to it. So more demagoguing.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers inviting you to bid at the Cal and Julie Hoff Retirement Auction near Richardton, North Dakota. Originally scheduled for Saturday, March 21st, this auction has been converted to a timed online bidding auction only. Set for the bidding to close Wednesday, March 25th at noon. This auction features a lifetime collection of exceptional cat and case tractors, a Claas 750 combine and headers, grain handling equipment, exceptional grain trucks, a Precision 2020 John Deere 1770 planter, hay equipment and livestock equipment and more. Bid online today at Pfeiffer's.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.